This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I want to talk to you about the podcast, really, and about how a few things are going to change over the next few weeks and months. And really, I just wanted to put an episode together to reflect back on where this podcast has come from, what's changed over the last 2.5 years since the podcast has been in existence, and then just to introduce, just to tease you, just to drop that seed of where the podcast might be going in the next few weeks and months, as I say. So just to go right back to the beginning, why did I start a podcast 2.5 years ago on March the 17th, 2018? Well, as everybody who starts a podcast in this industry does, there is obviously a bit of a selfish reason behind it, which is I wanted to grow my agency. And the agency was about 18 months old at the time. We'd been growing quite well. There was particular groups of people that were being identified that we were working with particularly well. And having a podcast as part of my arsenal, that kind of, it made sense to move into that as kind of the next marketing step. I also had another selfish reason as well, which was, I've shared this before on the podcast, my agency is co-owned by myself and my business partner, and Steve, my business partner, is a great guy. No questions asked on that. However, he's at a slightly different stage of life than me. He's 18 years older than me. So when we started the agency, we had a very frank discussion about our exit strategy, which is something that I always recommend people do when they're thinking of starting businesses together. And Steve committed to at least 10 years sort of work, working together, collaboration, support, a bit of mentorship from his side of things to me, and all of that kind of stuff. But that what that meant is, right from the outset, I knew that there was going to come a time, or there is going to come a time, when this agency may not be in the form that we know it. And I wanted something that was my own, that I could stand on. And the podcast started to sort of fill that gap. And I suppose that's really the starting of what we now call a personal brand. And personal brands were a thing 2.5 years ago. Look, you know, the world hasn't moved on that far, but maybe they weren't as openly spoken about. Maybe that wasn't quite what I was anticipating getting into, I suppose, when I started the podcast back in 2018. So what's happened over the last 2.5 years? Well, firstly, it's become apparent that the people who I serve through the podcast has changed a little. So when the podcast was launched, and this comes from the agency side of things, we in the agency, we very clearly worked with marketing consultants and other marketing professionals very well. Marketing consultants, we essentially piggybacked with them so that we could support them giving a full agency service whilst they kind of still got to do just the bit that they love doing. And marketing professionals that were largely people that were maybe thinking about taking that leap into becoming a consultant and weren't sure maybe how to do it, what the bridge was, etc., etc. And we could help them on that journey. We could essentially become their agency of choice to support them in serving their own new clients. So that they were the original group of people, and who I have served has moved a little bit from that. Also, how I serve them has changed a lot. Because, you see, when I started the podcast, SEO has always kind of been my thing, but I used to be a developer, and I've led digital marketing teams, and I've grown agencies in the third sector and in e-commerce. I've worked with lead gen, I've done B2B. So in terms of being an agency owner, I was a bit of a generalist. In terms of my personal skill, however, SEO and digital marketing was kind of my thing. So since I've started the podcast, a number of things have changed because I hate this expression, but I'm going to use it anyway. I've kind of doubled down, in inverted commas, into SEO. And that's translated into things like the Demystifying SEO course and now SEO Hive, which is a completely different thing that I never would have even imagined 2.5 years ago when I started this thing. But by doing that, what's become more apparent is that even though I was aiming at supporting marketers and marketing professionals, what I've actually ended up doing is supporting agency owners. And I've become, I suppose, they have become more applicable than general marketeers or marketers that maybe run small practice consultancies. The other thing that has always been a key thing of mine is building recurring revenue. And if you look back at my podcast episodes, I've done this on more than one occasion. I even did a short mastermind in the past couple of years about building recurring revenue. And the thing is that for me, I struggle to understand agencies that don't build recurring revenue. And that's simply because the very first agency I ever worked in was had recurring revenue at its core. And every agency I've worked in since has been something that we've been working on. So to share the story of that very first agency, some of you may know, I have a degree and master's in biblical studies. And when I met my wife, Gabriella, at university, and as we were leaving, Gab's got a scholarship to do her PhD, which was also going to be in biblical studies, to do that through the University of Sheffield. So even as sort of before we left university, we knew that we needed to stay in the Sheffield area because she was going to need access to the university. As such, I just went and found any job. I was 21, fresh out of uni with a biblical studies degree, which turns out doesn't really open too many doors for you, in the real world anyway. And so long story short, through a contact of a contact, I got a job as a youth worker working in Sheffield. It paid but kind of enough money, happy days, no problem. What actually happened was 3 weeks after starting her PhD, the funding fell through on Gabs' scholarship. So 3 weeks after moving or sort of committing to stay in Sheffield, the reason for that was no longer there. And 15 years later, we're still here. But it's become home. That's absolutely fine. Because Gabs then wasn't sure what she was doing for work, of course, she went through a few temp jobs and I was the main breadwinner. That was the constant money, so stayed doing what I was doing. Fast forward a few years to the recession of 2007, and Gabs was now in secure employment, but I was made redundant because ultimately I was working for a charity and they couldn't afford to keep me. So yeah, I was made redundant and took that opportunity to then say, right, I've been doing something that I wanted to do, or I've been doing something out of necessity. I didn't really want to do it. Now's the time for me to actually go into something that I want to do. And, you know, building websites and sort of understanding the way the internet worked and technology had always been my kind of another interest of mine. I'd done A-levels in computing and computer science and all that kind of stuff. So I actually got a job at an agency, and it turned out that the job I was employed to do at that agency was to support a recurring contract with the Institute of Fundraising, which is a big sort of fundraising resource, I suppose, based in London, and to build microsites for them, to run their campaigns, to run their initiatives, because basically the way they worked was they supported charities in spending their money. Because in the UK, at least, charities that are given money, particularly by the government, they need to prove that they've spent it properly in order to get the same funding the next year or more funding. And if they can't do that, then often their funding goes down. So that was kind of the premise of it. But I was straight into a recurring contract, understanding what that meant for the agency, understanding how we could leverage that into further clients, understanding how we could increase the value of that for the Institute of Fundraising, all of that kind of stuff. So that was the scenario I was dropped into. And then since then, that has been the theme in every agency I've worked in. I've run two of my own, or I'm on my second, I should say, and I've worked in three others, all of which have revolved around building recurring revenue. And the last sort of agency I worked in before setting up So, which is my current agency, I was the head of the digital marketing team, and our sole purpose was to grow the agency's recurring revenue. And we did that for the charity or third sector. We've done that for e-commerce. We've done that in lead generation. I've done it for B2B. I've done it for B2C. That is kind of been just ingrained in every part of the agency life that I've had. So because of that, building my monthly recurring revenue, or MRR, was the primary focus when I started my current agency, So. And again, I've mentioned this in other episodes, so I won't bore you with the story again, but basically, it took me about 7 months to cover all of my costs. And then since those 7 months, I've been able to make business decisions based on the amount of monthly recurring revenue that we have. So I've never not been able to afford something. I've never not been able to hire somebody or rent an office or buy a new laptop or whatever it might be, because I've always known that the money is there. And my projects, the project revenue we get, is essentially our profit. So it's a very blessed place to be in, but it's the way I understand how an agency works. And now, years later, and being connected with loads of agency owners and talking to them and asking questions and all that kind of thing, I understand that not every agency is based like that. And I've kind of had it easy. Maybe that's the wrong way of putting it. But I enjoy the ease. I've always enjoyed the ease of having that recurring revenue. And those 7 months where I didn't have it, they were the most stressful 7 months of my entire career. And I just used that as my driving force to build that recurring revenue. And that's ultimately where SEO Hive fits in, because that is the product, the service, the thing that I've contributed, suppose, to the most in our agency space that actually helps other agencies build their recurring revenue, rather than just running masterminds or creating content or sort of giving advice on how to do it. That's actually a service that practically helps people build recurring revenue in their businesses. So this isn't a sales pitch for SEO Hive. It's just hopefully giving you a context of where this whole thing's come from. So what's going to change? And this is where this is all coming from. Well, as I said right at the start, I'm not going to give you the full story here. I'm going to keep a few things up my sleeve because I want to, ultimately. Partly because some things aren't finished yet. Some things have been set in motion, so things are changing. Some of them aren't finalized. Some of them are, but I'm not going to share them with you just yet. But those changes are going to be coming over the next few weeks, up to possibly a couple of months. One thing that isn't changing is my commitment to producing high quality content and actionable advice. So whatever happens, that's going to remain. However, the focus is going to move a little bit. Rather than being sort of general marketing advice, and that hopefully you understand now where marketing development comes from, but it's going to move a little bit from just general marketers to be more specific at agency owners or agency staff that have influences over recurring revenue. And there will be more input on recurring revenue. It's always still going to be actionable advice. And I'm not going to say that every episode is going to be about recurring revenue. That's not necessarily the case. But there is going to be more of a steer towards it. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode. I've waffled on for 12 or 13 minutes now. But I hope you understand that sometimes things need to change. We all run businesses, and sometimes we need to know when to move them on. And that's kind of the crossroads that I'm at the moment. I'm still going to be producing a weekly podcast. I'm still going to be here. The group is still going to be there. There's just going to be a bit of a shift. So it is time for a change, and I really hope you're going to join me on that journey. If you want to know more, you want to know how this journey sort of transforms, I suppose, make sure that you do join our Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group. and more revelations and more news and more updates will be released in there as they happen. The Marketing Development Podcast has served me really, really well over the last 2.5 years because of the people that it has connected me with. So I want to thank you for listening. This isn't the end. There will be another episode next week because things aren't going to change that quick. But I wanted to bring you up to speed, and I really hope that I can serve you and connect with you and speak with you more over the next few months and years as this thing transforms into something else and takes it up another gear. I will speak to you next week.